Angel Chebbi, Fred from Radio Still at the Venice Festival. We are on the phone with Sara Calderon from the Film Agency. Hello, Sara, how are you?
Good, thank you.
We missed you here in Venice. We tried to meet, but we couldn't. So we are here making this phone interview about, and I want to ask you, how was your experience at the Venice Film Market?
Well, it was a great experience. I do think that more and more the market gets busier and more important buyers and industry players are coming to Venice. And I would say that it's not much about the amount of people that are coming, but actually the quality time that you can spend with them. And it's one of the main festivals, I would say the only one, where you can really do nice dinners, long lunches, or screenings with people that often are very busy. So I think it's very positive in these terms, and that little by little it will find its place in the film industry schedule and more.
Your company was one of the partners of the Venice Film Market. How did you get to this kind of collaboration with Pascal Dio, the market director?
Well, we have been supporting the market since the first edition that Pascal was involved. We were already collaborating with him as consultants on the Dubai Film Festival, and due to that positive experience, we were happy to partner this new initiative of the Venice Film Festival. And particularly, I mean, our main involvement has been that I attend the festival every year, and we have like a consulting office for all the producers or persons that are developing new businesses or are looking for sales agents, distributors, or any kind of marketing and promotion players. So we help them to identify those companies that are attending the market. And if we can, we do a little bit of matchmaking while we're there. So we facilitate what these small companies or starting companies are needing from the market. So that's basically what we have been doing. And more recently, 2 years ago, I'm also working very actively for the Biennale College marketing of the three films that they bring every year.
Listen, Sara, you are a key professional of the movie business world since a long time, and so you can testify how the market changes and which are the main issues that a producer has to face in the new market, new market in terms of a new distribution world, the VOD distribution, the funding problems, and all the stuff that a producer has to face. Which is the main problem, the main issues that have to be faced?
Well, from our perspective, which is always the marketing and distribution aspect that we're dealing with at the film agency, we believe that the main challenge the producers are facing today is to really find their audiences. If they are able to understand better their audience and get strategies to do that, the distribution and the financing get adapted to that, then they are doing their job, basically. The problem that we're facing today is that there are a lot of target groups in the audience that are very difficult to gather with classic distribution, and more and more they have to do some more experimentation through new ways of distribution to reach them.
And
so that's one of the big challenges, and of course it's linked to financing, because if you don't get to find the right channels of distribution and to reach your audiences, then the money won't come at the beginning for the financing of the film either.
Exactly. I mean, if you don't have an audience, you won't have a movie at the very end, probably. And do you think that the web, the internet distribution, VODs, the online distribution could be a help or a an additional problem for a producer on the rise?
No, I do think it in the future it's and as the years go by, it's much more an opportunity than a threat for producers. The current situation is that the VOD cannot deliver consistent sales to be the only window, or to be a window that is exploited at the beginning of the film's life. So as soon as the VOD starts to build up as a mass window, it will be definitely one more channel that will not only bring revenue, but also different ways to distribute the films. And hopefully the whole industry will be flexible enough to embrace this kind of new ways, because it's not happening at all. We have a lot of reluctancy to promote day and date releases where the audience can reach the same film on the same date, either on cinema or on the internet. Lots of difficulties to bring up the VOD as an important window that can actually reach audiences. So it's also a matter of adaptation, and there's unfortunately not being quick enough in the industry nowadays.
And why do you think there is such a resistance towards this new mean of distribution?
Well, the problem is that what we have been analyzing through several studies that we're collaborating with, and also in our academic presence in programs like EAVE, for example, is that the current model of distribution, or classic distribution, is based and is protected by territoriality, by chronology, and these are concepts that are not compatible with internet. So
absolutely,
all of
yeah.
a sudden, the whole distribution possibilities get stuck because of the internet. But at the same time, it's the audience who's pushing for getting the content as quick as possible, wherever they want to see it, and they do have choice in a very large number of entertainment possibilities and culture consumption possibilities. So they are not embracing film consumption as one of their priorities nowadays because of these reasons. So, and
yeah, yeah.
they are more and more not being ready to accept a specific distribution model, but they just want to have availability and that is convenient. So we're losing a lot of our audiences because of this reason, but at the same time, it's difficult that the industry accepts VOD in a more consistent way without having the financing that follows. So it's more like a circle that is difficult to break, and that only through experimentation and new initiatives is possible to test things and try to change things little by little.
Okay, then we'll see in the next film market if things are changing already or not. Well, thank you very much. It was Sarah Calderon from the Film Agency. Thank you very much for having been with us, for your time. And
thank you. Thanks a lot for calling me, and see you next year then.
Absolutely. It was Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Market.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.